Good morning. I brought you guys something to read today. Who is in the mood to do some reading? Nobody. All right. So what's this saying? Baptize. I put this word here because the gospel lesson I just read was where John the Baptist baptized Jesus. Did you hear that right? So our Lord Jesus was baptized. Now, what language is this?
English.
Very nice. Okay. Now, I want to teach you a Greek word. Did you guys know the New Testament was written in Greek? So you guys ready to learn a Greek word? I'm seeing no. All right. Well, I'm going to do it anyway. Okay. Here it is. What's it saying? So this says baptizo. That's very close, isn't it? That's Greek, baptizo. Can you say it?
Baptizo.
Let's have the adult say it. Baptizo. And guess what baptizo means? It means to baptize. You see how close they are? You know why they're so similar? Because in English, we just borrowed the Greek word and we changed the ending. So baptizo means to baptize, but I want to talk about what else it also means. Do you know what baptizo means other than just it means baptize? It means to, guess what? Baptize means to wash, right? It means to wash. So if my hands are dirty, what should I do? Wash them. So, and to baptize them, right? You could say that. Now, when we are baptized, some of you are baptized right here at this font. Some of you are baptized somewhere else. But if you're baptized, are you washing dirt off of your hands? No. Nice, that's exactly right. He said we're washing away our sins. And that's what God wants us to do. But he does use water. Water plus the promise of God. So Jesus was baptized, and then you and I are baptized so that God would adopt us to be his children, right? So some of you are baptized here. Some of you are baptized maybe in another state. Jesus was baptized where? Anybody catch that? In the Jordan River. But what does a river have in common with this? A river is a lot bigger, right? Although the Jordan River is not that big in some places. But water and God's promise that here he will wash away what? Our sins. And so that's what baptize means. What's the Greek verb for baptize? Baptizo. And what's it mean? It does mean baptize. What else does it mean? It means to wash, all right? To wash, all right. Thanks for coming up, guys. Thanks for helping us out. Everybody's learned a Greek verb now. It's nice when they're close, isn't it? Let's sing the hymn of the day.